I'm here with Kenny Spade, who runs the garage out of the Silicon Valley campus. And Kenny, where are we right now?
So right now we're in San Francisco at 680 Folsom at the Microsoft Reactor. The Microsoft Reactor is an event space, a co-working space. We run things like trainings, hackathons, actually right now behind us. We're running the Build Hackathon for the post-build event. It's Friday, April 1st right now.
And that's no April Fool's.
And what we're doing is we're inviting a bunch of the attendees from Build to come here and work on some of the things that we've announced at Build.
What is it that you do particularly with the garage, in conjunction with the garage, here at the Reactor Space? Do you spend a lot of time here?
Sure. So I spend most of my time at our Silicon Valley campus in Mountain View, but I do try and get around to some of the different offices we have in the greater Bay Area. And what I'm trying to do is trying to kind of provide some hardware, some software, some things to be able to build that sense of community across the entire company. So in this space, we have a maker lab. It's got like a 3D printer. It's got some soldering stuff inside of there. We're trying to augment that. So one of the things that I'm planning on doing is buying some additional hardware, like a portable laser, maybe some additional hardware devices, like maybe another higher detail 3D printer, maybe something from Form Labs, and be able to put that in place so that if we can run events in this location, kind of bring out the maker spirit in all of the Microsoft employees who hang out here and all of the people who join us at Microsoft Reactor. We really want to make that something where this can be a home for some of those people.
Very cool. And what would the portable laser do? Would it be like a laser cutter that you...
Yeah, essentially, at our Silicon Valley campus, I've got one of the 60-watt CO2 laser, and it's this big old thing. It fits kind of an 18 by 24 inch piece of material that you can cut, but you also need to have a giant air filter on it so that it can actually filter the air as you're cutting things out. The portable laser is going to be a smaller version of that, like a tabletop version, so that you can cut through paper or small pieces of wood, so you can do etching, so you can do some things like that. So we're looking at how we might be able to install that in this location where we wouldn't necessarily be able to put a full installation with a vent hood and all those kind of things.
Great. And if people want to find out more about the reactor here, go to microsoftreactor.com.
That's right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Absolutely.
Awesome.